Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts. So I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. And it's the big fight night. It isn't for everyone that's listening because it's the day after. But for us, it is, say, big fight night. It's going to be a dead fight, I reckon. Yeah. I watched some of the press conference. Well, I watched the press conference. I didn't watch the weigh-in bit afterwards. Well, the face-off or the weigh-in. Because it was just wasn't entertaining.
Yeah.
I could see fear in AJ's face. And it just... I've just haven't got any high hopes for it. It's just not looking like it's going to be a good evening for AJ. Anyway, there's
Go on, sorry, mate.
No, I was going to say there was a couple of pre-fights that looked like they're going to be tasty, but I'm just not feeling it for these main events.
No, I understand what you're saying. With the main event, though, you are thinking it's going to end in a knockout, though.
I hope it does.
Yeah.
If it does end in a knockout, I think that AJ has not got any chance.
You don't think? Not so bad.
Have you seen any of the videos of fucking Ngannou in the UFC with his boxing and that?
Yeah, yes.
And it's just night-night every time, man. It's just fucking, just KOs. And I just feel like AJ, he's just past it. But he was never fucking really there. Apart from when he fought against Klitschko. That was his peak. That was his best performance.
A little bit overhyped, I suppose.
Yeah, always overhyped.
But do you not think, though, him first and Joshua, he's never had anyone that punches like Joshua? Because every time I see Joshua punch someone, I'm like, that looks like he fucking hurts.
So I'm sure it does.
No, but so what I'm saying is, has he ever been punched like I knew Joshua can punch? That's the question as well, I suppose. That's what makes it interesting.
Yeah. I mean, we will see tonight.
But big guys, though, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
After units.
Because after the press conference, the first little face-off, which isn't the proper one. But, AJ, no, fair enough, yeah, he's a big man. And he did get a lot bigger from his earlier fights and that. But he just... I don't know, just the way he's leaning back slightly as if he's afraid that he's just going to get a little cheeky slap while standing there. He doesn't look confident whatsoever. I saw a few things. There was one where he's training at some gym. I don't know if it was in America, but another boxer, I don't know who it was calling him out from across the way and comes over. And even then, he looks scared as well. Even though he's got all his people around, he still looks scared. And it weren't until they've been pushed away from each other that he starts properly gobbing off. You know, he's trying to stay calm, just saying, look, you're not in my eye line yet. I've got these couple of fights coming up and that. And then, you do what you've got to do and we'll see where it goes. And then, as I say, once they got ushered away from each other, that's when he starts giving it. So why are you scared of him as well? Like, you act like the best in the world, but yeah. Then you still too scared.
I understand that, but obviously it's like they see Anthony Joshua as the money fight. Besides, besides the Tyson Fury, and who's that heavyweight? Who's the heavyweight again?
Wilder?
No, not Wilder. The little guy, the Ukrainian bloke. I forgot his name.
Usyk.
Yeah, so outside them two, Joshua is the money fight, and obviously he fights in Saudi Arabia all the time.
Mm.
Obviously money. So that's why I feel he probably gets called out all the time by people just wanting a bit of the money fight.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping it does reach higher than my expectations of the fight. Mm. But yeah, it was just, he's just not engrossed any faith in me. You know, obviously, I want to try and back him, you know, as the British fighter and that, but it's just, he's not showing any faith. He's not giving it out.
It's a bit strange as well how it's on a Friday, you know, because normally boxing events and a Saturday.
I did find that strange because, to be fair, I've not seen much about it during its whole build-up. And it was only earlier in this week that I saw, there was like a little bit of a promo thing where they both, it went like Street Fighter-esque and that, they were fighting and like getting hit up into the sky and bouncing the back. And then there was the one
Hadouken.
Yeah. Then I think it ended with like them both getting slapped up by an old granny or something. But I don't know. I watched it, didn't really pay attention, obviously. And then there was the one where he was slagging off what AJ listening to on his AirPods.
Yeah,
and it was like, you know, you're a big man, you're strong, you're gonna win. And he's like, what the fuck's this? Which I thought that was quite funny. But otherwise, yeah, there's not really been much build-up. The main things I have seen outside of any of the press conferences or anything, though, is the leaked script for it. So,
but why does everything get leaked?
I know. Because we've seen it with loads over the last, well, I don't know, at least 12 months anyway, where there's a leaked script and it's scorecards, what round are going down or whatever. And there's a picture. Now, I'm assuming it's AI generated because of how realistic it looks. But it's both of them. Essentially, they're doing the Rocky knockout, like the double knockout pose. And I don't know what round, because I've seen a couple of different ones, like saying fucking 7th, 8th, or 10th round or whatever. So I don't know what round is actually on the script. But yeah, they reckon it's going to be a double knockout draw according to this script. And so it leads to a second one in a couple of months' time then.
Yeah, I think that's fake, mate.
But I just wouldn't be surprised. As I say, because of how much of that I've seen compared to the rest of the promo and that, I know the algorithms always push that. Once you find something, it will keep pushing it and that. But it's just, it's been shoved down my throat. And I suppose that's what's added to the, when I'm seeing AJ's lack of enthusiasm and not really saying much, or not,
yeah,
giving any game plan or anything. It's like, is it scripted then? Does he already know that he's got this big payday and that he's got the next one in the bag in a couple of months again?
I always feel like with boxing, you know, I think, I don't know how much they're getting paid for this fight. I assume it's easy 20 million plus for Anthony Joshua and maybe 12 million. I think.
Well, yeah, because Fury said that it was like 6 or 7 million. That he earned for Ngoglu last time, wasn't he?
Yeah.
On their fight, lads.
Was it? Okay. So, you know, judging when you go for your career earnings, you know, if you lose, you've still done it in life. So I don't know why they would script it in terms of, you know, why they would have to.
I don't know. I mean, if they are, then it's got to be down to like golden handshakes here and there and it back at us. Because as I say, because how little I've seen leading up to it, I don't know who's benefiting from it becoming a second or a third fight out of it as well.
Because I said it earlier, that's where Anthony Joshua just seems to fight now, Saudi Arabia, doesn't it?
Because it's where he's getting all the money.
Yeah. You would do any. You would do, if you could do 4 fights, 100 million quid.
Yeah, well, it's good to see that he has had a couple more fights like over the last 12 months compared to when he first come onto the scene, because once he got the title, it was
like once or twice a year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, wasn't it?
Yeah, it literally was, like probably every 9 months, and it just drug out too long.
It's mad because before Anthony Joshua, I can't remember watching a boxing event. So he has carried the sport in terms of viewership because it has drawn more attention to boxing.
Yeah, well, I remember staying up to watch Ricky Hatton.
But that was a few and far between. Yeah, yeah,
it was never often that I used to watch it. I mean, I still don't really watch it often these days.
I suppose that didn't happen. The bigger fights were always in America, where, as you said, you'd have to stay up till 4 o'clock to watch it.
Yeah.
On a Saturday.
I know. Then even when it is over in O2 in the London, in the O2, you can tell it's been a long day for me, Jesus. When it's going on till 1 o'clock in the morning, then it's like, why does it still have to be so late? So that's the good thing about tonight. I think it's meant to be around 11 o'clock for the main card.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully it's worth staying up for. I mean, I'm going out, so I'm planning on coming back before then. Hopefully I don't miss too much in the pre-fights as well. Otherwise, I might have to do a little cheeky rewind and watch some of them.
Mm.
Watch them tomorrow before any of the football, which... I'll get on to the football a little bit because our mate James, fucking non-scouse James, has emailed again.
Has it?
going from one scripted fight to another scripted fight anyway, I saw the news come out the other day that Jake Paul and the old Mike Tyson are having a fight.
Yeah, I seen this yesterday.
It was literally yesterday for myself. So April 6th is when it's going to be, and it's on Netflix. I don't know if we're still going to have to pay a pay-per-view for it or anything yet, but it's just the promo that I saw. It started off with a TikTok video where it's showing Mike Tyson in the ring. He's hitting the pads, and when your man's got the body bag and that on, he's like, bam, 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 and he's moving quick as well. And it was just the caption saying, Jake Paul's got this to go. I was like, what's going on there? And so clicked on the link, saw what was happening, saw the promo video.
And saw what Jake Paul had to come.
Well,
it's got to come. Yeah.
I can't believe. Now, fair play, just to have the balls stand in the ring with him and know that he's going to get a punch.
I think it's
balls. And
again, I feel like I just said with money, sometimes he's 58, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tyson, the moment. So, it's not going to be the same as, as prime Tyson.
Mm.
But again, it's just money, mate. Money makes you do loads of things. So if he's going to earn, I can only imagine how much they're going to earn from that one. So win, lose or draw, he's done it.
Yeah, I think, because I've not seen any figures for it or anything, but I think that's going to have to be a 50 million fight, split between them, at least, I'd say.
It makes you think then, because it's getting held in American football arena, isn't it? I think is it called the AT Stadium? I think it's called AT Stadium. Anyway, it's 80,000 stadium capacity.
Mm.
So obviously, sell that. And that makes me think what you just said about Netflix.
Is there
pay-per-view? They've got to earn some money from me.
Yeah. Even though they've been putting the prices on.
Yeah, with the ads.
Yeah, well, there's that. And then, because Prime have just done it as well.
Yeah, with the ads, yeah.
Cracks me up, that does. Because my membership was before they've changed it. You have to pay extra not to have the ads now. And I know that there's a lawsuit going against them now. So obviously because it was sold as no adverts or anything. So it's false advertisements. So there's a cease and desist to stop this extra subscription and to refund people that have already been charged for it.
Oh, okay.
It'll be something that goes on for a long time. Yeah. I can't see it happening anytime soon, because Amazon, they've probably got the same lawyers as Man City. So they'll be able to force it for a long time.
Unlimited.
Yeah. It literally is all the money, isn't it?
Just everything.
Yeah. So, it's going to be an interesting one. I'll definitely watch that one.
The thing with the Mike Tyson one is, if he leaves in America, it'd be an awkward time, as we were just speaking about. Yeah. Hopefully he leaves on. Hopefully they can amend it so it's, that one would be better if it's on a Friday night. Because I always thought when he was a kid watching boxing, Saturday into Sunday.
Yeah.
Bit shit. But is that a heavyweight?
It'll have to be, won't it?
Because Muay Thai was a heavyweight,
wasn't
he?
Yeah, and he's Jake still Paul a big man.
Fights as middleweight, doesn't he? I'm sure he fights as mid, because Tommy Fury is middleweight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he'd have to put some size on there.
But the last I did see, because I think it was an Indian boxer that pulled up outside of his house, because Jake apparently had been saying something about him, and so he pulls up and starts giving it to him, verbally, nothing else. Didn't start bombing him. But Jake might be into that, I don't know. So, on that clip anyway, I saw, and he does look a bit bigger compared to his earlier boxing days anyway. It'd be interesting to, I imagine it's going to be classed as an exhibition again, isn't it? So,
yeah,
they're not going to really go for a knockout, but it'd be interesting to see when the press conference and that comes out, because is Jake still going to give all the shit talk like he has done to everyone else?
Yeah.
Because obviously, we remember from back in the day, Walt's just going to get up and just fucking bite his ear off straight away. imagine if he does that, though. Fucking.
Yeah, there must be some odds on that happening then.
There'll have to be a bet. I would put a tenner on it as well. That'd be funny, that would. Excuse the ring doorbell. It's, not for everyone. While we're still on the...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The scripted notions anyway, I keep seeing it. I don't know why it keeps popping up on my feed anyway, but I don't know if you've seen any of the current WWE, what's going on.
Oh, yeah, the tribal tree.
Yeah, so Roman Reigns and then The Rock, they're all family now.
Yeah, the bloodline.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's the beef.
They are family in real life, though, through Samara. Like, you know how that, because it's not, it's bloodline as such, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, I'm related to every Irish person as well on that bloodline, and, it's just all bollocks. But yeah, they're having the beef with Cody Rhodes, and I don't, because I'm just seeing clips, I don't sit there and watch wrestling anymore, but I know that it's leading up to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And then The Rock is going to be the main event. And I've seen a lot of videos of Stone Cold Steve Austin hitting the gym.
Yeah, I've seen some as well. And
he's looking in good shape.
Yeah.
And so I got a feeling that it's scripted for him to show up and a kind of whoop-ass to fucking The Rock.
See, I think with Stone Cold, it won't be WrestleMania. I think it's when they go back to Saudi Arabia for the money. Because they do an event there every year in Saudi Arabia. I think they do two now, actually. Like... Yeah, yeah. And because they're like all the old wrestlers, but obviously, you know, like Undertaker and that. Mm. But obviously, they're like 60 now, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, I think it'd be more towards past WrestleMania. It'd be good if he comes back at WrestleMania. And then obviously, I think that's what it's for, because the money, as we said, too good to turn down.
But it is, and you know,
he had shit knees though, didn't he? His knees were shot.
His knees were always shot, but you know, it was just the entertainment for him, wasn't it?
I
used to watch that original WWE.
Yeah, Attitude Era. Oh, yeah. Just you couldn't beat it as well. Kurt Angle, Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Obviously The Rock, Triple H, Undertaker, Kane, Big Show. There was just Dudley Boys.
Yeah. Degeneration X, yeah. And Shawn Michaels.
JR and Jerry the King, his commentators were just perfect.
Yeah. The fucking, just the way that, like, Jerry the King would always perv when the women come out as well. Like, fucking, he'd love it on the bikini matches and that, wouldn't he? Fucking hell. Funny geezers. But it's so, just because I keep saying that, it's just bringing the old nostalgic, all the feels back. So I'm thinking I might end up watching WrestleMania this year as well. But again, that's until like 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, isn't it?
It's over 2 days now, isn't it?
Is it?
They have two shows in WrestleMania.
Jesus. Yeah. God.
So they have a Saturday one with a Saturday main event. Well, there have been anyway, then a Sunday main event.
So how does that work then? Do they split it up because they have Broad Night Raw and Saturday Night SmackDown?
I haven't watched it for about 2 years, but it used to be like SmackDown on one and then Raw on the other one. But I haven't watched it for a few years.
It's strange that it's because you'd think that they'd still split it up, but
because they're
more exclusive to each one.
So Raw and SmackDown are owned from different TV companies in America. So you're signed to that TV channel. Well, I don't know how it works exactly, but I think that's how it is. I might be wrong now, but that's how it was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I haven't properly watched it for years.
It's not the same. I like Chris Jericho with The List and The Miz. Just because people that can talk on the mic.
I think it was probably just as The Miz was first coming around, that was sort of like the back end of when I was watching it. But I know I don't know if he is still in it, but last year at least, maybe the year before, he was like a lot more popular. I don't know. You could put it on. I wouldn't have a clue who the majority are.
Yeah, same.
Wouldn't. It's because, again, with one of the clips, The Rock was about to do his fucking final speech, and then Roman Reigns has put his hand down, stopped him. And I was just looking at the geezer in the back, and I'm thinking, is that Rikishi's son? Do you remember Rikishi?
Yeah, yeah. What's his name now? He won Jay Uso. It was, I know someone screaming who he was. Carry on, mate.
I was thinking. I wasn't, because I just knew it was bullshit. But it's trying to lead to another drama for WrestleMania. And I was just thinking, he looks just like Rikishi. Is that his son? Because obviously,
I know who you're on about.
It's a common theme, isn't it?
I think you might be on something there.
But it's a common theme because obviously The Rock's dad or uncle, were professional wrestlers. Cody Rhodes, he's the son of Goldberg. There's someone else.
And Cody Rhodes, the son of Dusty Rhodes.
Gold Dust. Because when Cody Rhodes first come in, he was dressed as a young Gold Dust. Silver Dust or something.
Yes, you are, Roy.
Yeah.
And his granddad was a wrestler as well, wasn't he?
Might have been. I don't know.
Solo, that's his name, the wrestler's name. I'm just trying to see now if he is Rikishi's. He's trained by Rikishi.
Probably got the same
diet
as well.
Yeah,
that was just because I saw him behind the two of them.
So Roman Reigns is his cousin in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Jay and Jimmy Uso are his brothers.
Okay.
Oh, that's all right. So that must mean obviously Rikishi's there, that as well.
So that's actual bloodline.
Yeah.
But it's the Rock just hyping on it for no reason any time, any. He must be getting some mega money to return back to the WWE, because you think of how much he's been earning from all the films and that. You know, he's vodka, isn't he? Or is it a gin?
No, it's tequila.
The tequila that he's got out and that. His name's on a lot of films and projects and that worldwide as well. So to think he's getting paid more to go back into the ring again.
Since WWE have been brought out, obviously, you can see they're pumping a lot more money into it.
Well, again, because I've only seen a couple of bits, but what's happening with Vince McMahon? Because I know he's nothing to do with it anymore.
He resigned, didn't he, after that scandal.
Well, what was the scandal? I didn't say any of it.
Apparently, it was sex trafficking women, wasn't it? I haven't read too much into it.
I know he was always a bit of a pervert, to be fair. And then I saw there was an interview with Stephanie. I don't know. He tried to do a storyline of she was pregnant and it was going to end up as being Shane's or something, not to her brother's. But she was like, no, that's too far for me. So I says no to him. But it was, yeah, I didn't see, and obviously I never looked into it.
No, I saw the article, but I didn't read into it as well.
I don't know, but it was different times though, weren't it? You know, the '80s and nineties. It was all acceptable. It was fine. Mm. You know, just be a perv, be a dirty old man.
But I remember because he didn't have an affair with, was he Stacey Keibler in the Attitude Era, or something, why Linda McMahon was like paralyzed? Do you remember there was a bit where she was in a wheelchair for a bit?
Yeah.
And I'm sure like then he had like I don't know.
I remember
as there was his PA or something.
Yeah, was that when she was dressed as in like a woman's suit?
Yeah.
With the short skirt, and he's got the office desk in the middle of the room, and she's like, I don't know, puts a leg on the table or something, and he's like,
And Jerry the King's just fucking loving
it. Deep, man, God, you wouldn't be surprised if he was under the fucking desk just tugging on his little cock.
I just remember the pops though, when Stone Cold used to come out. But it's not the same. Like, I remember when like Stone Cold used to fight Booker T backstage, and like they used to go everywhere. Like, where did they go? They went into a church, and like, I don't know what they're called, mate, where you make confessions. What are those actually called?
Yeah, just a confession booth.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And like, he's in there. Like, Stone Cold in the other side. Proper.
Yeah. And just like the coffee match, like the death match or whatever, coffee match. So he'd be like buried alive, and he'd always be the Undertaker, and he'd just like sit back up again. And just like, you say you couldn't script it, it was scripted. Just the way that, you know, there'd be the celebration with Stone Cold, he'd be getting the beers chucked at him and that, and he'd pass the beer to someone else. They'd have a sip, and then he'd still stunner him. Like, how did they not know that that was going to happen? They've seen it happen to everyone else that he's done that to. So why is it not going to happen again?
Yeah. He used to stunner everyone, though, didn't he?
Oh, it was amazing.
Vince, Shane.
Yeah.
I seen a TikTok today, actually, where he stunnered Vince McMahon. Shane McMahon come down, he stunned him. Stephanie came down, he stunned her. Then Linda McMahon come down, he stunned her. And all four of them were just stunned in the ring. Fuck, you know.
Well, I think it was, it must have been like a Raw Rumble or something. Well, most likely a Raw Rumble, because I just remember there was like 20 in a row. He's just in the ring for like 5 minutes, and it's just stunner after stunner. And it was just bodies everywhere, chaos.
I need the old Stone Cold. I remember that one. Yeah, so, that was great, wasn't it, growing up watching?
Oh, God, it was quality. Yeah. And again, I suppose you can't do it these days. But as a kid, and you play fighting, doing the wrestling moves and that, God, well, it was trying to do a stunner on your daughter now. Definitely not now, because she's still a baby. But, you know, you try and do that in 10 years' time, you probably get the police called on you. So I think I'll probably end up watching WrestleMania as well. It's an interesting couple. Again, I don't even know when WrestleMania is.
You'd have to start, or if you was going to watch WrestleMania, I'd start watching like SmackDown and Raw again, just to build yourself up.
Oh yeah, I'd have to do a couple of weeks.
See, build up to the fight. Yeah.
Or just carry on watching TikTok, because that's where they give me all these videos for the Bloodline. It's mad because it's people watching it and giving their commentary.
Yeah. And you're watching that person give their commentary while they're watching.
Yeah, so even though we've still got the clip on the bottom, it's like these people are proper invested. And I just, like, one of the ones I was watching anyway, I don't know what was going on. And I was giggling to myself and thinking, like, this is my version of watching, like, the United stand and that. Because it's, like, even though they don't show the game, I'm still listening to them while watching the game and that. Like, and, fair play, man. People are making money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so hopefully you guys can start supporting us more so we can earn money on this. But yeah, as always, keep sending in the emails and the text messages. I'll try and remember the number off by heart again. 07470-488-096. It will be in the description on the YouTube, bouncing around on the screen, whatever. But yeah, keep them coming. And since I've already said his name, I might as well start off with James.
But he couldn't wait.
He fucking loves it.
Couldn't wait to message him.
He loves it. So literally it was, you know, he'd had one job and they bottled it again. We will show you how it's done on Sunday.
Oh, because they're versus Man City, aren't they?
To be fair, Sunday is looking good for football. Yeah, because Arsenal, Spurs, and Liverpool, yeah. Man City. It's going to be a good weekend, I reckon.
Proper games.
Yeah. Look, that's what Super Sunday should be when it's the fucking, you know, it's the four top teams.
Yeah, not Burnley versus Luton on a Monday night. Yeah, fuck that.
So, yeah, I'll be looking forward to this Sunday. It's a good, good full weekend of sports, really, look, in a sense, because, as I say, with the boxing tonight.
And isn't the Graham, the F1 on Saturday as well?
I don't.
So I'm sure that I might be wrong on saying that, but I'm sure that's on a Saturday as well this year.
Never look at anything to do with the Formula One.
People love that, don't they?
They do.
I can't get into it. I can't get into it, but I know.
I can understand watching it on the TV, but I just don't get why you'd want to be in
the atmosphere, the stands.
Well, like Silverstone or whatever, just to say, not for me.
Yeah.
You know.
No, it is. You are literally just going to see, like, literally 20 cars, like, 2 seconds at a time.
Yeah.
Every minute and a half.
It's like we've, you know, I'm going to offend a few, if not all, Americans right now. NASCAR, it's just a circle.
Yeah, but at least you get to see
the whole thing. Yeah, so that'd be better viewing-wise, like, but it's like, arm straight, arm turning left again, arm straight. Oh, I left again. Yeah.
You know what? Like in America, they have those destruction derbies. That'd be great to watch. Yeah. That'd be great.
I used to love them games as well. God, on the old PS1, fucking just bashing up everything. And then that Ricky Bobby. What was the film called now?
Because
it was Will Ferrell in it.
Yeah. Is it The Ballad?
It's The Dagger Knights.
It's Dragonite.
Something like that. The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
That's it.
Well, that was a good film. Most of Will Ferrell's films were good, though, weren't they?
Yeah, they can't make those kind of films no more, can they?
Nah. But Step Brothers. God, the other guys.
The other guy, yeah.
Aim for the Bush. The Rock. Fucking hell, scripted. but anyway, James, fuck off.
If Liverpool do win as well, what are you thinking? And do you reckon they're good for the league then?
Well, with the momentum that Arsenal have got at the moment.
So you're still going against
Liverpool? Yeah, Liverpool are really going to struggle on Sunday. I'm saying this in general. So Salah should be back and a couple of other players.
But yeah, because he was back yesterday, wasn't he, for the Europa game?
I didn't even pay attention to any of that last night.
Yeah, they won 5-1.
I haven't looked at the scores. I know that the Man City game for the Champions League was free to watch on Prime the other night as well. But
was it?
Yeah, but I didn't even bother. I just knew it was going to be Man City win. And I think they won like 5-1 or something as well.
3-1.
3-1, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you just know that they're going to score, don't you? But the game, I mean, I would have been happy with a draw, obviously. And the fact that we didn't get completely battered, you know, that they should have and could have easily had 8-9 goals. But probably Onana's best performance, you know, debatable that he could have been man of the match for United. And it was good until Man City scored that first goal. And then it was like, that's it now, we've lost. So, yeah, it's just... Because I watched listened to the Overlap podcast with Gary Neville and that, and because Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was on it the other day. And he basically just come out and says how a lot of the players just give up. He knew that the Watford game he was getting sacked the next day. And at half-time, he just says to the lads, look, you know, if you don't want to play, put your hand up and you're coming off. And the two players that come off at half-time were Marcus Rashford and Scott McTominay. And obviously ended up losing that game. Only got sacked the next day. But just, you know, he was saying that there was a lack of leaders in the team. No one wanted to be captain and this and that. The owners, the board, whatever, didn't back him the way he should have done. He says to Boy Haaland while he was managing him. And then after, well, he'd already gone as well, says to buy him. He says, that he's got a 20 million euro release clause, get him. And Man United will, we don't want him, not for that money as well. Mm. And you think,
the money they're spending on now.
Yeah, the money they're wasting on players. And when, he could have got Haaland. Whether he would have come or not, I don't know, because obviously Roy Keane just battered his dad.
Yeah. And you wouldn't know if he would have become the player he is if he went there.
Yeah, I don't think he would have progressed to the same levels.
Exactly.
It's the same as if Jude Bellingham would have signed. He wouldn't have had the same coaching and that log, so he wouldn't be, debatably world class as he is at the moment. Back to this Sunday though. I'd like Liverpool to win, just so it stops Man City getting a treble, essentially. Because I can't see, because Arsenal doing too well in the Champions League.
No.
And then...
Because I lost to Bournemouth, didn't I, last week?
Yeah, and Real Madrid, are they as strong as Man City? I don't think they are. So I think it's Man City's cup to win again. It's down to Arsenal or Liverpool. And if you was going to ask me honestly, I'd want Arsenal to win it. Because fuck the Scousers.
Yeah. I just want to, because Man City's won the last three times in a row, haven't they?
Yeah,
the Premier League.
So yeah, before years
like,
in a row.
I'd like to win after winning.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind Liverpool or Arsenal, to be fair. I do like Liverpool more than Arsenal, just because I like Klopp and some of the players Liverpool have got.
Yeah, well, I know there's a lot of good feeling around the Liverpool fans these days, because win or lose, they're still happy with what's happened on the clock, essentially. So they're all in a good mood. But
I feel like, I get what you're saying with that, but I feel like obviously they've won the League Cup. I think they've just got a little bit of momentum now.
They should do. Because essentially it's theirs to lose. So it's can they keep the momentum? Can they still keep fighting with all the injuries that they have got, even though they've got the players coming back? It'd be interesting.
I think if they beat Man City, then it is theirs to lose.
Yeah.
I think 100%. You just can't. Man City are just fucking different, and they've got too much.
Well, you just know, because how many times over the years have they had a bad start to the season, and then they just go and win every other game? And you know that they've got that they can always just go and win 15 games on the bounce.
Yeah.
And it's,
every season.
It's just like fucking, it's nothing to them, and it's ridiculous.
Imagine just winning 15 games a season.
It's hard, but because leading up to the derby on the weekend as well, I kept seeing these bloody videos of I'm guessing one woman done it, and all these girls started jumping on the bandwagon. So, basically, the women were recording the boyfriend secretly and saying, "You need to just stop being a Man United fan. Why don't you just be a City fan or whatever?" And the majority of them says, "Why don't I just get another girlfriend then? Why don't I just get another wife or whatever?" And it's just, they don't understand. And it is in general, it's football, you can't just stop and support a different team. You have to just, once you've got one, you have to stick with them.
Yeah, that is true. It is true. But
it's horrible.
For me, if I didn't support Birmingham, I wouldn't support anyone else. In context to what you're saying, I wouldn't go and support someone else, then it'd just be them or no one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I'd end up doing, especially because I keep seeing the fucking rumours flying around that Southgate's in the pipeline as well as Graham Potter and that.
Honestly, you just need to get on Thing Bob's. What's his name again?
Yeah, Mark Goldridge. It's just frustrating because, England, they should be winning the major trophies. We've got the Euros coming up.
They should at least win one by now, I think.
Yeah, but Southgate still plays fucking two defensive midfielders against Lithuania.
Calvin Phillips and fucking Henderson Starling.
With the abundance of great talent that England have got for players, and to still pick the players that aren't playing week in, week out and that, just because he trusts them, he likes them, games for the boys and whatever, it's just ridiculous. And I can't see, he's struggled at Middlesbrough. Mm. He's not going to be any good at put it this way. Would Liverpool go for him when Klopp go?
Not a chance.
Would they go for Graham Potter? No chance.
I don't know about that, actually.
Now, from what happened at Chelsea, the way he couldn't handle the players and stuff.
Yeah, but that's like an ego thing, and he was some players, I think.
Yeah, but it's...
I know why that club is, because they've got a history of players doing that. And, you know, it's like...
Yeah, with all the down tools and that, yeah.
Yeah. And they go through manager every season, so...
Yeah, but I still don't... I wouldn't see them going for... Not these days, anyway. I wouldn't see them going for Graham Potter. Maybe back in the day when they were happily getting Brendan Rodgers and stuff. But, nah, I mean, I couldn't even see a current Tottenham going for Graham Potter. Now, a couple of years ago, they would have done, but not now. Especially though, you know, Angie's doing well, which would be interesting to see how he does next season. But, we was on about it the other week. There's not enough big name managers out there to make you think, yeah, have that one, have that one.
Yeah, to give you confidence.
Yeah, so it's, but I don't think Liverpool are going to win on the weekend, and I don't think they're going to win the league anyway. What? So, yeah.
Well, if not, you know, you get a message.
Well, yeah, it'd be interesting to see if he's quiet this weekend or not.
yeah. Thanks for your email,
buddy. Yeah, cheers, James. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to have to start a podcast with James, called it the Undertaker or something. I'll just take the piss out of the overlap. I know they're friends in real life, but it must be hard. You played against each other. You had all these rivalries and that on the pitch. And then now you're on Sky Sports and a podcast and that together. God. I mean, suppose someone's got to do it with him, yeah. Aren't they? Yeah, so look out for that one coming out soon, The Undertake. fucking hell. Fuck that. If I was going to do it, I'd have to do it with a proper Scouser, wouldn't I? on to more correspondence anyway. So we've got Lauren, and she has emailed in saying, have you ever found anything in your home that was left by the previous owner?
Oh yeah, I have actually.
What did you find?
A pair of knickers behind the radiator.
Oh shit, yeah.
Yeah. There was a kinky couple, you could tell, like, from what the alarm was, 6969.
All the banter.
With the mirrors in the room and everything. But yeah, pair of knickers, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about them.
Yeah.
God. They made Adam's day, didn't they? in mine, well, because I've moved a fair few times, I don't think there's ever really been nothing noteworthy. There was a job that I did a couple of years ago, though. Was changing the loft ladder. Well, putting in a loft ladder, because there never used to be one. And as we was moving the loft insulation, there was a gun underneath it. It was an old... I can't remember the brand. The company, they mainly make shotguns, but this one, it was just a revolver or whatever, basically. Because I did do a little research on it at the time. It was a lot from pre-World War One or something. So I'm guessing it was like an ex-army old boy that used to live there originally. He'd stored it in the loft. Because even the people he was doing the job for, he was like, fucking hell, this was in your loft. Didn't have a clue. Didn't know nothing about it. It wasn't me, but the other lad took it to the antique shop. And he just says, yeah, you can't sell this or anything, fucking, because essentially, if you found the right bullet for it, it would still be usable. So it was like, look, you can either hand it into the police station, but you'll get questioned, or you can give it here and I can go and get it fucking melted.
I'm sure he did.
Because he wouldn't have been able to sell it himself.
Obviously, I don't know how he works over here, but if you've got an artifact like that, you can claim ownership of it and then you'd be able to sell it. So it's not just, I don't think it's just like what that person said, where you're going to take it to the police, because obviously it's an artifact as such. It's, you know, as you said, probably predates World War One, probably a bit of money in it, especially if it's a rare gun as well.
Yeah, but just, I couldn't see much on it, that I couldn't see any value for it or anything when I did look. There wasn't a great deal of that model that was made either. He was like, yeah, you're not going to be able to sell it. So, he just fucking give it to him. And he literally saw him just chuck it in his bucket, which had like a load of other scrap metal and whatever. Yeah, he said he'd just get it melted down. Other than that, nothing spectacular. A lot of the time, it's just junk that I find in people's lofts.
Yeah, it's more annoying what they leave like on purpose. Like when we bought this house, tires in the shed, slabs,
stuff in the alleyway, like cracks me
dog, up, like you know, like a dog cage.
Yeah, yeah.
Upstairs, like in the attic. So it's just like. So that's got left on purpose, but that's an annoyance. But yeah, apart from that, that's it really.
Yeah.
Well, no, thank you for your email.
Yeah, thanks. Right, and then we've got one from Miles again. What games you've been playing? So obviously not asking you because you did say last week you've still not been playing anything. Missing out, man. Looking for something new to play. So it's... I have got Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I've not played any of that yet, but I want to play the first one again because I think it carries the levels over and whatever log. Plus, because I've done it on the PS4, whatever trophies are there, they won't be on the PS5. So, and just to get the story back in my head again, because it's been like fucking 6 years since it was first released. So, I will do that first. But otherwise, it's... Trails of Cold Steel, Legend of Heroes. But as I missed the first three games, I didn't realise until I'd started playing through them. And if I wasn't so far into them, I would go back and play the original ones. But I did look. I'd have to do it on Steam, which, again, having time, plus it'd be on the laptop, and I haven't got enough room on the laptop to do it all and whatever. But, yeah, three of those. But, yeah, Legend of Heroes. It's a whole saga. So what is it? The three. There's like 10 games. So, yeah, because the story continues over and over, it is good. Yeah, I just ain't got enough time to crack on through it as I'd like to.
And that's what I was about to say. Just we spoke about it before when it comes to gaming. It just doesn't seem to be enough hours in day. It's really anymore. Like, no. When you was younger, it just seemed to be so natural. Didn't think too much into it.
Yeah.
But like as you get older, it's like, I'm gaming, and it's like, oh, it's a bit late now. And then you don't even tired the next day.
Yeah, but I have been finding a couple of days because, Lord, the beginning of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the missus is working away. So instead of watching TV, I will play for a couple of hours after I've got back from work, walked the dog.
Yeah, I'll get back into that routine of playing it.
Yeah, so instead of when I was watching, like, an hour or two of whatever TV programs, I'm using that time to play the PlayStation. Otherwise, it's just trying to find a little bit. Well, again, it's mainly on a Sunday then as well when the missus is out for the whole day, depending on football and stuff. So this weekend, there'll be no time for it because I'll be recovering from tonight's fortnight and then straight on 12:30 kickoff tomorrow, which is today for everyone that is listening. As it's come out on the Saturday, 10 a.m. and then, all Sunday, football all day Sunday. So probably a couple hours on Sunday morning, depending on, again, weather-related, because I'll start the dog out for a good couple of hours in the morning. Keep out for that. I enjoy those RPG games.
I was about to say, they're my favourite kind of games as well, where you can just role-play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they've got to have like a good story, and they're gonna have a good story and not too much going on in terms of I don't like games where you have to cook your own meals, shit like that, where you have to make recipes and find stuff.
Can do that on these games as well, but you don't have to, you can get essentially it's just all for trophies these days, but you don't need it to be able to continue the game. Because I did play another one. I can't even think of the name now, but essentially she's a witch and you've got to find stuff to do recipes in your cauldron to be able to continue. It was still a fighting game, an RPG lot. But that was a bit long-winded because it was that you do have to do this to be able to, levels through the cooking, essentially, to be able to make something even better, to be able to do the next
thing. And that's the thing that I don't like about RPGs. I like the game. I like the story. If it's got a good story, by the way.
Yeah, which that's why I've enjoyed
open
this.
Open world. I like, but it just does. And I don't mind side missions and everything, but it's just like when you have to cook, if your energy's getting low and camp out or whatever, I just feel like, fuck me, just save. And you know, like Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There was the other one, I can't think, Chronicles or something. And they were really good games as well, because there was a couple of those. I'm just quickly trying to find what it was called. It's on the Switch. Oh God, I'm not going to be able to fucking. Because it's kind of like a Keyblade thing.
Like the Kingdom Hearts Keyblade.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're good games, actually.
Oh, I wish I. To be fair, if I would have properly read that email, I would have. Xenoblade Chronicles.
Right, I know what you're on about, yeah.
Yeah, so there was one on the Switch U, which I haven't played, but then I've played 1, 2, and 3 on the Switch. And again, open world, you can literally just explore, fight the random monsters and that, and the story was good on that as well. I think there's another one coming out at some point.
But... Well, I've just Googled, obviously, because you're on about Keyblades, if there's... Will there be a Kingdom Hearts 5? And apparently it has been confirmed.
It's just about to say,
June 14, 2026. Now also, Kingdom Hearts just have a banger of a sound. Is it not a soundtrack? An opening song?
Yeah.
1 and 2, big tunes, mate.
I still never finished 3. That's another one I'm going to have to fucking... Three.
I play number 4.
Sorry, number 4.
Yeah, I've played number 4 two or three times now and got to the same point, stop playing every time.
Yeah, and it has been that long since I played it. I would have to start from the beginning.
Yeah, you'd have to. Yeah, just get the story back. Yeah,
not even just the story though. No. For the controls of how to fight and all
Oh yeah, because you have with this one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you got the different fucking buttons and combos and that. Any, you can't just bash X and that like the old ones.
No. Thank you for your email again.
So have a look out for them ones. But yeah, if you've got enough time, then definitely fucking those ones, because the stories can just plod on through and that. And yeah, they're worth the hours. But they are so long these days as well, because it's, I don't know, one of them, it was like 60 hours that it took for me to complete it. But that was because it's got like a turbo mode as well. Because otherwise, it is slow. You're walking around, it's just dragging. So it's got the turbo. And then when it's the dead quests that you don't really need, it's nothing. It's not contributing to the story. You can skip all the text and the scenes and that. So if I didn't do that, it'd probably be fucking, I don't know, like 150 hours of gameplay or something.
I think we spoke about it before on the podcast. Remember Digimon World?
Yeah.
How fucking hard was that to get you like Digimon that, to get a decent one as well?
Yeah, that first one on the PS1, Digimon World.
Yeah.
And you'd get so far because... Like they had the lifespan and it,
you
get it to a certain point and then they die. You'd have to start off with an egg again, build it up, and oh god, it used to take ages.
I remember I had Digicard Battle, the game was on PS1. Absolute smash life out of it, loved it. And it's, you're literally just playing cards, but like you'd see the battle sequence, if you will. And got right to the last boss, obviously chipped PS1. You know, them ones where you had to turn upside down. It kept crashing on the boss. And it got to the point where I must have tried it about 100 times. Done this about 100 times. Halfway through, always crashed, no matter what. It pissed me off. I should have just brought the game, though.
The save would have been all right.
Or would it, though? Because it was a cheap game.
It was the console that was chipped.
Yeah, but the discs were just...
Yeah. So the save file's still fine. The data on the disc is still the same. It's just basically it made the console read a non PlayStation disc.
Right. Okay. No, I didn't. I should have just brought the game then. Well, I didn't have the money. I was a kid.
I used to love that because you'd get like the same as old knockoff DVDs. You get free games for like a tenner and that. It was fucking old days.
What me and my brother used to do, we used to go to the market to get the chip games because the geezer who chipped up PlayStation used to go to a market. I can't remember where it was now. And I think, I want to say it was 2-4-5 of the games was. But one me and my brother used to do was like, see a game we won, take the disc out of it and put it into another game we won. So we had two discs in one sleeve and then get another, I've then obviously pick another game. So essentially we had three games for the prize of two. And then like, oh, can you do this? Yeah, yeah, fiver. They just give him a fiver and we had three games out of him. Yeah. Thief.
Yeah, man. Well, you did grow up in Stetford.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's getting on a bit, but we will just quickly rattle through these WhatsApps. Send them in. The number 07470-488-096. Text messages, WhatsApps. Still no titty pictures this week, which do not send them in. We don't want you to send them in.
Well, you're going to get a dick pic.
I was surprised that one wasn't sent.
Honestly, you're going to get a dick pic.
I was expecting it after coming out of that last week. Some little maggot, fucking James. Absie's back on it. She says, we need the goss. Don't let us down, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll read Steve's message then. Hi, lads. Only bad news this week.
Ooh.
We went out for a drink, but he literally had 3 points and left. So no new updates as of yet, but hang in there. I'll let you know as soon as I can.
Right.
So, yeah, fair play, Steve.
He has got everyone gripped out this story.
Yeah, they want to know what's going on.
They want to know. There's a million questions everyone wants to ask.
Yeah. Saying that, yeah, if there's anything that you want us to ask Steve on your behalf, then let us know. Well, obviously for Steve's mates. Unless you want to ask Steve a question. Fucking, yeah. And then the message again from Carl. How many footballers' houses have you pooped in?
This is a great question, actually.
So the first one was Chris Brunt's. Which I know we've said the story on one of the earlier podcasts, but that was literally I'm sure it was a Saturday I was working there. But yeah, I needed to go to the toilet, but the other builder had just used the downstairs toilet and it stunk the whole of the ground floor, right? And I was like, I ain't using that. So I've gone up. First bedroom I've gone into, well, the first door I've gone in, saw it was a big room, clocked the ensuite, so I've gone in, and then you've ended up ringing me.
Yeah.
And I was like, mate, yeah, I'm having a shit. And I didn't know whose house it was.
Yeah, just I remember you saying it's at Westborough.
Yeah, and so I found the picture, which was his wedding picture, sent it over to you, and you rang up laughing straight away. You was like, you're in Chris Brunt's house? So, yeah, Chris Brunt, Jamie Vardy, before they won the Premier League.
I know you've done Matthew Loughton's as well.
Yeah, Loughton. That was when he was playing for Villa because the plasterer, fucking, he's a blue nose and he was writing BCFC fucking on random things all over the place.
Yeah.
Look, there was a chair by the front door. For me, it would be one that you'd sit on to put your shoes on or off log. But to be fair, you wouldn't want to because the chair was probably like a 10 grand chair. It was like this white leather thing. High back and this and that, and yeah, literally just lay it down onto its back and wrote it in permanent marker on the fucking base of it. Oh, can you think, fucking hell, man? Yeah, he was a miserable cunt anyway, so we didn't really give a fuck. There's been a couple rugby players, but you know, I'm not really into rugby. I can't even think of the names of them. I nearly went to Gareth Bale's house. But I wasn't a part of that team at that point. I was open to go there, but nah.
Who had the nicest house?
By the time we finished, it was Vardy, really, because we did essentially do the whole of that house up. Because the games room, when they were celebrating the Premier League win, that was what we did. Because it was classed as a double garage, but you could easily fit the four cars in it, even though it was the two doors.
Just the four.
Yeah. And then, look, so the loft conversion, which was half of it was the bedroom and the ensuite, and the other half was Rebecca's walk-in wardrobe. So that was a nightmare, getting all the materials up, the little winding staircase and that, and fucking all the plasterboard and everything. And it was mainly just for shoes, man. Ridiculous. She was a miserable bitch as well, which I'm sure most of you know from the Wagatha Christie, was he? Fucking, I don't know. But all the saga with Rooney's Mrs. Colleen.
I thought you've worked in. You've worked in more footballers' houses, though. I know you haven't shit in them.
To be fair,
I'm just. I know. Yeah. Did you do Gareth Barry? No, Gareth Barry as well. Oh, I can't remember now. I know you've done another West Brom player, but I can't remember who the life of me was, bro. Because I remember saying, did you shit in his house? And he was like, nah. I'm sure you've done another. Yeah.
There was probably, I think, there was about six that we did in total, but I can't think of them all.
No, I know one was definitely another West Brom player.
Yeah.
That's going to annoy me.
The other one, like, so, worked in the building that, Flabbeard Bungalow lived in, whether he still lives there or not, I don't know. But didn't work in his. Saw his fucking, he's dusted up Lambo, literally just sitting there, just gathering dust. Fucking, I parked the van right next to it as well.
Yeah, standard.
Van was cleaner than that car, yeah.
Don't clip it, mate.
Oh, no. The only clip it's going to get off. Yeah, I think it was about six in total. I don't know. But there's been a lot of celebrities. Well, celebrities. Semi-famous people. I don't know. I'll have to try and remember who the other ones were. So, who else? Ah, right. There is a couple more, but because we're getting on to the hour points, just want to get onto Ryan's one. So, his mate was the one that fucking wanted to pull a Hooters chick.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So, howdy, lads. My mate, he's full on like James Buckley. You nailed it. So that's your man for him. that's your man for in between us, isn't he? So we're going there Saturday before hitting the club.
Yeah.
So we will egg him on. I've got the other lads in on him. So fuck him. I'm hoping we get a video off of that.
Yeah, man. We should definitely get a video, if not like voice note updates as it's going on. So we've entered. You know, that'd be great. Yeah, if you could do that, that'd be perfect.
It's all right. I've got some girls in my head that I do want to quickly talk about. But yeah, hopefully we do get some funny banter off of this one then. For his mate's sake, hopefully he does pull.
I hope he does that.
I'm wanting him not to.
He's not going to.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. So we'll see. We'll see the outcome on this.
What do you think the outcome's going to be, mate?
I think he's not even going to fucking... Even if he's blood, he does get steaming, I think he's just going to completely bottle out of him. Or it'll be the bullshit one, like he'll walk off to speak to her away from everyone else, and then it'll be like, my mate over there, blah, blah, fucking... Like, coming up with some bullshit to come up with that instead of actually asking her out.
Right.
So don't let him do that. If he tries to walk off to do it, get within an earshot so he knows that he can't bottle it and he has to fucking come out with some chat up line. Try and give him some chat up lines to fucking say as well. That'd be funny. Because you just said about voice notes. So last night, because I don't have notifications on my phone for WhatsApp. Mm. So whenever anyone messages or whatever on there, I don't know until I physically open the app. So I'm watching TV and my phone's ringing, but there's nothing on the display. There's no like name and the green or red button to answer. I'm like, why is it ringing? And it was going on for ages as well, because normally, you know, it's like 10 seconds max and it will stop. I thought, I'm going to check WhatsApp then in case someone's trying to ring me on there. So I've gone on. I'm going to have to get it up now. Fucking hell. So a number that I didn't know. So there was messages on there. This started. So the first message was at 5:15. Hello, Simon. How are you doing? And then an hour and 10 minutes later, so 6:25 now. Simon, are you there? And then at fucking 7:50. Are you busy? with two question marks, and then the two hand on chin smiley emojis. They've tried ringing me. So I don't know this person, and I'm like, you've got the wrong number, and I don't use this app. So me saying I don't use this app is to say, don't fucking text me or whatever.
Yeah.
So
that is, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a UK number.
Oh, and then she started
trying to chat to me then.
Yeah, she's put, thanks for understanding, you seem nice person. By the way, I'm Alice from Fulham, and you.
Yeah.
And then, am I right to?
Yeah, so she's left me a voice note then. So you can see I haven't replied or anything.
Yes, yes, yeah.
It was only because I'd looked at it this morning, because obviously she started messaging me back and that, messaging me, and I'm not knowing, because I'm not having a ping go on. I don't know that she's messaging. So she sent a few. Oh, my goodness. Just looked. Notice I've mistyped the number, whatever. Sorry for bumping into your inbox. Oh, it's fucking WhatsApp. It's not emails. Hope you are not offended. And I'll just message, no worries. And then straight away again, thanks for understanding. You seem a nice person. By the way, I'm Alice from Fulham, and you. And again, 15 minutes later, because I didn't reply, put those same like emojis. And then, left a voice note. So I'll play it for you.
Hello, are you busy?
So another Simon's up to. Okay,
I don't know how clear it was for anyone, because I had to listen to it a couple of times. But it's an Asian lady. Hello, are you busy? Not in plain English like that. I wouldn't be surprised if she was trying to sell me some fried rice. But I've just blanked her. I should block her.
Simon's a dirty man.
Well, obviously he's got a similar number to mine. But who types in a number like that haven't already got saved? So how she typed it in?
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm not going to get roped into trying to get in a conversation with this one, because it's easily done where they'll send the link and then they're in your phone and all that and trying to do things. It's a good job I don't cheat on my wife, because that's a clickbait one straight away.
You should block and delete the chat.
Yeah, well, I will do now, to be fair, because I've just wanted, since I saw that voice note this morning, I thought, I've got to fucking show you at least. Yeah. And then, obviously I'd forgotten until you just said about voice notes. So if any of you lot want to give a voice note, feel free to. Keep it up with the emails and the text messages and that. Sending your stories, your questions, needing some advice or whatever, send it all. We're here. We're not queer. We want to know it all.
We're definitely not queer.
Autistic, maybe, but not that.
Hopefully next week we'll have some more updates on the story progression so far.
Yeah, Steve, you're just going to have to get him pissed up. Might have to, because if he's struggling to get him out for a good drink, it might take a little bit of time. So I'm not holding any pressure on you, Steve. Yeah.
Bit of a wilding game on that one.
But just bear in mind, the fans want to know. And Ryan's mate, fucking James Buckley. Let's see what happens with that.
Yeah.
We
don't reckon Buckley's got it.
Nah.
No.
Let's hopefully we get a good few updates next week. And on that bombshell, AJ is going to get fucked up tonight. We'll find out. I don't know. As I say, I'm not feeling it, but hopefully I'm feeling it a bit more when I sit down after getting back home later. And we'll see you on the next one anyway.
Bye-bye.
Peace.